wrong with me? Dream Team's alright? Oh yeah! I'm Roy, I coach Destroy. I'm here with Warnie.
Our coach of the Warn Dogs.
Who are up and about just quietly. Oh,
back up and about, it's nice.
And Calvin.
Coach of Calvin 18.
Had a solid effort himself this round, actually. We will go around the grounds now and just see how everybody did go. We'll start with you, Calvin.
Yeah, 21-70, Destroy. Reasonably well. Now, I'm pretty happy with that, come on.
You're inside 10,000 as well.
I am, yep.
Oh,
I said last week, that's where I want to be, and that's where I am. So,
bang.
You made it happen.
Now, well done.
Dog, you were the king.
I was the king. I am having the biggest roller coaster season of up and down. I think it's gone out of the vest, in the vest. Out of the vest, in the vest.
Well, last week, you really bottomed out, didn't you? It was a shocking score.
It was a long way behind.
Yeah.
I had to lock the shed.
Yeah, you did. And you've just gone bang. What, you've improved by how many? 400, probably?
Yeah, it was huge. I had a 22.93, and it pushed me into 318th, which is the highest I've been.
Oh, really?
Even though I've been hovering around the 300s. So it's, pushed me up massively, and I've got to be very, very happy with that. But Destroy, unfortunately, we're heading over to WA this week.
Yeah,
and you're going to be sitting in a pub.
Apparently, I'm going to fit in because they said there's a lot of,
all
workers
those fly in, fly out workers.
The high vis, so you'll be able to see that. No, you won't. You two will stand out like dog's balls because you won't have a high. Now, it was a bit of a fall from grace. I've been on a really good run for about a month. 2060 I got, and I did not dodge many bullets this round, unfortunately.
No. Alright, well, let's start talking about some of the big things. Maybe not the bullets dodged, but the bullets that we did dodge with our plus threes. So, for me, I'm going to kick off mine. Pierce Hanley, he's actually got a -3 for me in his time on the Mad Monday podcast, but he was good, very unique, and he's probably going to be a little bit more popular because he's starting to string a couple together, 125.
Yeah, well, I'm going with the man that just keeps getting it done. He's just about my favourite player this year, Dean Turley.
Oh, yes.
That is his third ton in a row and his third game under Neil Craig. You can see he's
it's massive.
He's got a licence to run off
his
man. Had
the most touches out of all of them.
So. Get his hands on the pill, and he works hard for a mark. I love someone like that. You watch a Sean Burgoyne always jogging.
Burgoyne.
Turley will just sprint to get to space and take a mark. He's been amazing.
What is the point of upgrading in the back
line? You don't upgrade him at the moment. Actually, I've heard about people that don't have him getting him in.
What?
Wow.
I know. And how can you tell not to?
Exactly.
How can you tell not to?
They've lost about 300 and something grand in the process.
And the rest,
Oh, look, mine.
Fair enough.
My goodness!
He was back. He responded.
163 pig points.
Oh, it was amazing, wasn't it?
What
it
was so good to see
you were piggery as well.
Now, those guys who went him captain, now, and I'm talking legit, had a C on him captain. Yeah. That's pretty gutsy.
It is.
He nearly got, 100 points more than he got the week before.
Yeah. Now, we are saying it's gutsy in terms of coming off a week where he sat forward so long. We all understand that wasn't past it.
Yeah.
But Buckley is in complete control of that. If he sits him forward again, that's another bad captain's
spot. There is still that small chance that he could do that to him. So anyway, that was a big one. But some people got absolutely kissed on it, and they had Gaz as the captain, withdrew out on a Friday night, probably with 10-15 minutes to go before lockout.
There's about 18 minutes to go, I think.
God, and the world was like Twitter basically melted. And those people who had the VC on Swanee, thank God, a few years ago, we got this introduced into the actual system with the vice captaincy.
Yeah.
People, instead of taking a donut with their captain, took like near 400 points.
Yes, you're welcome, people.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
So yeah, some people got kissed on it and actually walked away with Swanee's massive score just because of the vice captaincy.
You'd take that, wouldn't you?
It was massive. All right, let's have a look then at the -3s, the people that weren't so much kissed on.
Yeah.
Roy, you've got a fair bit of built-up anger and rage there.
No, I don't. I actually,
he's used to it. He's had this all week.
With a score, having a bad score, but blaming it on injuries, I find I take that way better than blaming it on people that just suck with no excuse. So I am highly disappointed, however, not as angry as I would normally be. Now, I still need to give out this -3, and it is to a couple of blokes that did get injured. Now, I'm not like you, Warney. I have to split between the two. I'm not just going to hand it out to half my team like you tend to do. It's between Watson and Ellis, who got me 16 apiece.
Yep.
Now, that's highly disappointing, obviously. But I was expecting about a 130 from Watto, given his form and the easy scoring versus Port yesterday. So, given the fact that I expected more from Watto, and the fact I expect drugs to assist more than this, he gets my negative three this week.
And fair enough. Now, my guy has had six scores under 70 this year.
Oh.
He will be putrid. $1 million player next year.
He's going to be a bloody bargain next
year.
He's
averaging 78 and he's an absolute spud. I call him Spuddy Franklin.
Yeah,
well, that's a good call. One.
Thank you.
I actually haven't heard that before.
No, neither have I. I just made it up there.
Trademark it.
Yeah, I will. Someone else will steal it, no doubt. 57 from him. And for me, he will be my avenue to Stevie J that we're about to talk about in a sec. Dog, give us
All right, yeah, my negative three. In a score where I had pretty good, it was actually a little bit hard to find it.
You'll give it to Turlidge or someone who got 100. Yeah.
I could have said, Bryce Gibbs, but everyone wore that one, so it wasn't bad. But Brett Deledio, a unique midfielder. I thought he might have been right. Had a couple of good scores just before I got him in, and he's been pretty average, really. He had 75 in a game where you thought he might have been able to go all right. Like, North Melbourne pulled their pants down and made them look stupid, so his scoring was affected by that. But, yeah, it's time for...
Issues of the week. All right. How in the hell are we going to get Stevie J back in? Now, big thing there, of course, well... Guys like you, Roy, you've lost a few players. It's an easy option, say, a Watto to Stevie J and those types of things. So, massive, massive thing this week. How are you going to get him? Because you need to get him in. He plays Melbourne, right? Last year, he had 163 on him. And 2011, 171. He's two biggest scores in the last 2 years.
He's a must-have, isn't he?
It's huge. You've got to have him this week. And I'm not going to...
Downcard into your park.
I'm not going to get on the Pirates turf. But he has to be in the top two, possibly even number one this week.
Wow. Even coming off a layoff.
Well, he's not injured.
No.
He's still been able to train. Yeah. And Stevie actually, I flipped that through a couple of numbers.
Yep.
He actually comes off, like after buys and stuff like that, he usually comes out firing. So I tell you
it's going to be
So how are we going to do it? How, personally, I've got a guy in my forward line called Kerridge still. Yep. So I still probably chuck into a Joe Danaher or someone like that. And I've still got Staker as cover. So then I can use that coin to easily get Stevie J back.
Yeah.
If Stanton's out, then obviously I have to do that.
Yeah.
But if not, it'll be looking at probably Spuddy Franklin.
Yeah, right.
Dog, well, how are you going to do it?
Well, a lot's going to come down to selection because I've got a few worries because they are playing against Melbourne.
Yep.
Could Jim Bob Bartel get a rest? Or one of my other Geelong players get a bit of a rest?
Enright.
If that's the case, then maybe that's my little no-brainer thing. But at the moment, I've got a fair bit of coin in the bank, so I'm pretty happy that I'm able to do almost whatever I want.
Yep.
And it might be that I do get rid of my negative three Brett Deledio,
yep.
just get him into the midfield, because obviously he's a mid-forward, so I could just do that little sideways and then also upgrade my ruck, which is sort of long overdue. But so that's my little thoughts at the moment. But it's probably going to end up being... For a lot of people, a sideways trade, I think. So, Roy, what about you? What do you reckon it'll look like?
Well, up until about 5 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, I planned to make Duddy Franklin.
Good one, Roy!
Yeah, thanks. Yes. All right. I planned to make Franklin Stevie J, right? Obviously, now, Watson, it's a no-brainer for me. I'm just going him straight to Stevie.
Yep.
Yep.
No, well, you have to. Now, obviously, what else have we got to do this week as far as trades go? Like, how are you going to patch yours up there, you reckon?
Well, I've had a look. I've obviously got this backline issue now that Ellis is out. Goodsy is my bench cover, and he had 100 this week, but I'm not willing to back that in. So if Ellis is out in what looked to be, you know, quite a bad concussion in the end, even though I thought he was going to be fine, you know who I'm looking at back there?
Nope.
Michael Johnson.
Yeah, MJ.
To put the word consistency with Michael Johnson seems a bit of a joke. However, he's absolutely on fire. He's got 4 of 600. So I'm looking at him. He's playing loose man in defence and he's consistently racking up double figure marks and they are uncontested marks. I lick my lips when I see that as a backman. So if, because I've got a bit of money in the bank, if Ellis is out, I will bring in Johnson back there.
All right, now let's go back to Friday night. at 7:32 or whatever it was when
we saw... I was a few cans in too.
Just yeah.
And when we saw that come through, the news that Gary Ablett was withdrawn from the Suns team to take on the Lions, it was panic stations.
Wasn't it?
And, well, what did we all end up doing? Roy, what did you do?
Well, as soon as I saw it was a calf, I thought, well, I'm going through the exact same thing here at the moment, so it's definite 2 week minimum injury. So that combined with probably the six pack that I'd downed already, I decided to just go straight back to Barlow, who I actually want to watch this weekend. So I need to, needed to get him back in. I went Ablett to Barlow. So I got rid of the big fella. So
I don't have faith in reverse trading on a phone.
Yeah, it's nerve-wracking.
And I looked at it, and I didn't even know you could do it. So I looked at my phone, and I was like, oh, do I do it? And I was like, oh, nah, Horvat, you'll cover that. He'll be right.
Good call.
And it wasn't.
Well, that was dramatic for you on bloody even Saturday.
Well, how can they do that?
So he was named not as a sub, and then 20 minutes later, we're going to make him the sub now.
I looked at it and thought, oh, thank God. I thought, well, there was always a chance he could be sub. Like, there's a lot of people to pick from.
Yeah.
And they picked him, or they went back and redid it. So I was like, oh, what? So I'm sitting there thinking, oh, here comes another 14 or 15 points from my boy. But, to his credit...
Very solid.
55 points.
Yeah, great.
And that was from, less than half a game.
In a less than a half.
Yeah.
Huge.
I'll tell you what, he ended up with pretty respectable scores in Supercoach and Centibet as well. Yeah. So he must have played all right.
Well, he texted me later and he said, shove that in Wardog's face, will you, Gary?
The beer is still tasting good.
So the best thing about that is for me, Gaz is now there ready to go.
I reckon.
You know, and I've seen a couple of tweets that have been chucked out there, and it is that he should be okay to play.
No, they're Ablett owners.
But I think when Gary even tweeted himself, it should just be this week.
I've heard that from Gary before.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's going to be interesting. It will be a big one that'll sort of, in a sense, separate the men from the boys a little bit. Those people with Ablett, because with getting Stevie J in this week, it's more, do you think it's, if you've traded out both Stevie J and Ablett, it's more important to get Stevie J in, do you think, this week?
Only
if you like big scores.
Yeah.
Well, oh, God, he could go 150 plus.
Isn't it funny? Jeez, we have backflipped a lot. We would never be talking about if you've traded out Ablett and Stevie J in the past, would we?
No.
They would just be sitting there and we'd be going, oh, God, I hope Ablett's back. Oh, I'm glad I held Stevie. We are trading these dudes out these days.
Now, you pulled the trigger on Gaz, didn't you?
Yeah, I went him and I got in your boy Rock because...
And I'm not happy about this. Giving me shit all year at the start. Oh, Calvin, you and your Rock.
Well, you bloody...
Oh, Roy, old man destroyer gets in AP, you see.
Well, you tricked me basically with his number one. However, I was pretty bloody happy with his return.
It's good.
I was just a little disappointed with his second half. Can I just say that?
Oh, well, with his fourth quarter.
Yeah,
that he had 90-something at the turn.
Yeah,
and I was thinking, the Pirate could walk away here with a casual near 200 points, double 400. That's a big score from the captain. There was a moment where the him v Swan of that 163 mark was actually looking, achievable. Mm. And who would have thought?
Yeah.
But he was a beast.
He was. And that goes back to, and it's still talking about Gaz here, that trade out. For those people that had Swanee as their vice captain.
Yes.
They had Gary out. Like, I did my numbers and I didn't really want to do it because I knew it was going to be the case. Even though I had a good score, I would have been better off if I had have left my trade. Even if I had have done, had my double trades set, whatever I was doing.
Yeah.
Because this is probably my dumb Friday afternoon drunk trading as well, is that I still traded and had Tom Mitchell sitting on my pine.
Mm.
And so I could have just taken Tom Mitchell for Ablett.
He was guaranteed 100.
And so, he obviously had his ton. And that was, I reckon there would have been a lot of people in that boat as well. If you might have been happier if you didn't know that Gary Ablett news.
Well, I'm in that boat exactly. Because I would have, I was going to trade in Cruiser. So he got his 100. Plus, where'd this come from? I had Brett Goods on my pine there for 100, so I missed out on that. Where I could have just left Gaz and taken that 100, but anyway.
All right, captains.
All right.
You listened last week to me. I'm very proud of you, boys.
Yes, maybe trade him in
for following. Yeah, wow. Very influential. I got a lot of messages saying traded Rock in this week. Hope you're right, Pirate. And I'm thinking, oh shit, I hope I am right. Jeez, I could have been dead. Anyway, people getting Stevie J back. We've already talked about those last two scores against Melbourne being his best two scores in the last 2 years against anybody, right? Oh. As amazing as that is. Now, this thing I don't like, he plays at Simmons, and well, aka Skilled, and has not scored 100 there in his last five.
That is unheard of.
It's unheard of. But the 160... No, sorry. One of the big scores that he has had was Melbourne there like a couple of years back,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, I remember watching it.
Yeah, so it's not a huge issue. Like, and some of those have been 90s and stuff like that. But if you look past those five games, he's actually carved it up there. So the fact that he's coming back from a rest...
He's going to be fine.
He should be awesome. And don't forget, he plays Melbourne.
Yeah, exactly.
He plays Melbourne. Mm. And of course, we need to look at the pig. After his 163 the other night, people say that the Swan can't play at night. What did he have? 163 on a Friday night. He plays Friday night again against the Crows. He didn't play them last year. He had 94 on him in 2011.
Interesting.
But that was in what I like to call the Arizona era.
Yeah, it was.
Right? Oh, yeah.
So between round 6 to 11, he actually averaged 96 before being shipped off to Arizona. Came back, smashed
it. That is fat camp.
And look, last week, also, Darzil had 124 on the Crows.
Yeah.
And even Pritis had 120. And Maston 112, all midfielders. So obviously a good sign for him. And as I said, Ablett plays Richmond at Cazaly's. And he had 128 last year on him, but went head-to-head with Cochin because Jackson didn't play.
Right.
So that's an interesting one. Jackson tagged Swallow last week to 74.
Yeah, Gaz has got to be massively risky if he gets
well,
up
and that's
to play.
The thing. That's the thing. Is I don't like getting guys, especially after coming back from injury.
Mm.
You don't know if, geez, the Suns are down by 50 at the half. He gets a rest just to be rested up. You don't know... I'm not a doctor, Roy.
No.
I'm not a doctor. No, I'm just a pirate with a patch.
I think you'd still be good, but I think you're probably going safer, the safer option.
You've got to be safe, exactly. So you want 100 plus.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and higher the 100, the better. You know, you can walk away with a 163, or you can walk away with a 110. You know, at the end of the day, you just want 100. You don't want a 70, or you don't want a dirty little 80 there. No. So those three are all going to feature. And look, as I said, Stevie J, it's going to be a Stevie J v Swan battle, I reckon, for 1-2.
Yeah, I like it. That captain's story, that just reminds me. I threw out my traditional Sunday afternoon emo tweet when I've had a bad round.
Yeah.
And I got a lot of people that got burnt on the VC thing because they had Ablett captain, Watson vice captain.
Ouch. Obviously don't read articles. Right.
No, I know. And then when I looked into it after that, though, averages about 125, 130 versus after last year.
Yeah.
Playing at Etihad.
Yeah.
It was a guaranteed 130. So they got...
He started well.
Yeah. They got double 16 as their captain.
Yeah.
That hurts you.
That hurts
a couple of people were resorting to delete team button.
Really, Roy?
And I couldn't even talk them out of it.
No, you can't. Just can't do it.
Yeah, some people actually think, oh, we should change all the rules and not take those scores anymore. What do we reckon about that?
Well, it happened. Just take it on the bloody chin and move on.
Exactly.
That's just the way it goes.
Yeah.
You take the good luck with the bad luck.
You have to.
That's how it
works. Can't wait for some good luck.
It's coming, Roy. This Thursday night.
It is. Where are we going?
It's got a segue.
All right, we're going over to Perth. We're hitting up Perth on Thursday, the 11th of July. Flying in the afternoon, and then we're heading straight to the pub.
Just a quick question.
All right.
What sort of luggage have we booked?
Yeah, we've only got the carry-on. So
can I fit in the pig?
We'll be taking the pig.
Good.
We've got to take the pig because pig cam's coming with us.
Oh, yeah, okay.
We'll take the pig and we'll leave the vest. There's not room for both.
No, there's not room for
you can wear it on the plane. All right, so we're heading to the pub, which is 43 below. It's in the city, so if you're not sure where that is, jump on our website. There's some details there to work out where you're going. But, so we're heading down there. The show, Perth time, we're going to kick off at 7:30 p.m. So it's going to be a bit later than normal, as in back here in the eastern states.
Oh, this does my head in, that stuff.
You'll be watching it at 9:30 at night. However, hopefully it all works. It's all technology and stuff. Anything can go wrong, but the replay will be up sometime afterwards, so you can still watch it. Good crew coming by the looks of it. Got a few people saying yes, they'll come along and see it. So it will be very, very, very fun. And then spending the weekend there in Perth, having a few beers, trying some different ales around the place. And
going to the footy.
Going to the footy on Sunday afternoon, going to the big derby, so the big clash.
Sitting up in the box waving to people like T-Better.
T-Better!
Yeah, so that's going to be good fun. Yeah, so come on down. If you want to come and have a beer on Thursday night, that would be great. Come and watch us do our thing and just chat Dream Team. It'll be the biggest Dream Team convention ever, I reckon.
In the world.
In the world on a Thursday at a pub in WA or something.
7:30.
So, yeah, come along. And then, I don't know, we'll be around having a beer at different places.
Yeah,
so come and have a beer and Calvin will buy you one. All right, so that's it.
Wicked. All right.
That's it. All right, we better get start packing your little carry-ons. Get that pig in there. See ya.